Another airline story. Now, this one with a happy ending, although just barely. Last year, a Northwest Airlines jet was flying in the dark near the Teton Mountains in Montana. The weather was bad, and the pilot was flying too low. Air traffic controller Lee Wheeler in Salt Lake City moved quickly. His actions to avert disaster will earn him an award tonight from the Air Traffic Controllers Association. Lee Wheeler is here now. Welcome to the program.
Well, thank you.
If you could, describe for me what that night, or I guess it was early morning, just after midnight, what that was like, where the plane was, and what you were doing to guide it to land safely.
He was in Bozeman, Montana, and he was at 13,000 feet, holding over the airport, waiting for the weather to improve. And it took about, 30 minutes, and it did improve, and he started his descent, and then I no longer saw him on my radar. I asked him to make a report to me out of an altitude, and when he did, I had him contact the tower, and the tower would take care of him from there.
And then what happens?
Well, interestingly enough, being the conditions that they are up in Montana, certain airports have been provided with new radar sites that allow us to see almost all the way down to the airport elevation. And in this particular airport, the equipment was installed, but it was not certified. And on that particular night, there was a technician, I was told, doing some late-night adjustments and checking, and he happened to turn this on, and he just did it for a short time, less than a minute. In my opinion, it's an act of God. It's absolutely is what saved the situation for us, because when he turned that on, I noticed this four-digit number, and it's at 7,800 feet in a place that I should never have seen it.
So where was the plane at that time?
He was over 35 miles away from the airport and going the wrong way, flying towards the mountain. The valley he was in was running out on him, and it's dark out there. I don't think he would have ever seen it.
Okay, we have a clip of tape of you speaking to the controller in Bozeman. Let's hear it.
I think that Northwest is confused on the approach. He is 35 and a half miles northwest of the airport. Ask him to DM me from the VOR immediately. Tell me, please.
He told me to stand by 1 second.
Tell him Northwest 1273 approach clearance is canceled. Climb and maintain 1,000 immediately for terrain.
You sound remarkably calm right there. Was that pilot in imminent danger of crashing the airplane into the mountain?
Absolutely. There's no question about it. That's what they pay us to do. You know, when something is not right and there's a hazard, you don't have time to contemplate if it is in fact going to be a problem. If you assume it is, you make the right decision then.
Is it safe to say that had the technician not done a test on this new radar equipment that had not yet been certified to use, had he not turned it on, you wouldn't have seen what you saw?
Absolutely. I would never have seen it.
And then what would have happened?
Yeah, the result would have been much, much different.
A crash.
Oh, absolutely.
Do they now use this equipment regularly?
Yeah, it's super.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Thank goodness.
It's much, much better.
Well, congratulations, Mr. Wheeler, and thank you very much.
Okay.
That's Lee Wheeler. He's getting an award tonight from the Air Traffic Controllers Association.